This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Turkey is calling on Kurdish fighters to leave a designated border zone in Syria in order to end the Turkish offensive. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkey's Erdogan says Syrian Kurdish fighters must leave a designated border area in northeast Syria imminently for Turkey to stop its military offensive. Erdogan made the comments in the Turkish parliament amid pressure for him to call a ceasefire and halt its incursion into Syria, now into its eighth day. He has made clear Turkey would not bow to pressure and would press ahead with the military occupation until Turkish troops reach a depth of up to 21 miles inside Syria. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump says the fighting in northern Syria is not a U.S. issue.
So I view the situation on the Turkish border with Syria to be, for the United States, strategically brilliant. Our soldiers are out of there. Our soldiers are totally safe. They've got to work it out. Maybe they can do it without fighting. Syria's protecting the Kurds. That's good.
Negotiators are struggling to seal an 11th-hour Brexit deal on the eve of an EU summit. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Last-ditch Brexit negotiations have come to a standstill, according to EU sources. And Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar said on Wednesday that talks so far have failed to resolve the issues standing in the way of a civilized divorce. The sticking point for both sides, trade and the status of the Irish border. Talks have dragged on, and any hope of a deal could be shattered if the British House of Commons failed to approve it later down the line. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has repeatedly vowed to take Britain out of the EU on October 31st, with or without a deal.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. For more on any of today's stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's four-month-old political crisis reached the halls of the city's legislature Wednesday. Chief Executive Carrie Lam was loudly heckled by pro-democracy lawmakers and forced to cut short a live reading of her annual policy speech. Lam later delivered the address on television. Surging U.S. Democratic presidential contender Elizabeth Warren came under repeated attack in a debate on Tuesday. Reuters' Ryan Brook reports.
Elizabeth Warren was the punching bag in Tuesday night's Democratic debate in Ohio. Now that she's in a virtual tie with former Vice President Joe Biden, her 2020 rivals win on the attack. And unlike past debates, Biden was mostly out of the line of fire. Warren was grilled about health care by many of the 11 other candidates on stage. What did unify the candidates was that Donald Trump needed to go. Senator Cory Booker echoed those comments backstage.
We have to have a leader that can unify all Democrats, excite and engage the full breadth of our party to take on the biggest presidential challenge of our era.
Most of those on stage voiced support for an impeachment inquiry of the president.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. House Democrats are showing no signs of easing up in their impeachment probe, with another witness testifying today. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Before retiring last week, Michael McKinley was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's de facto chief of staff and a career Foreign Service officer. He'll meet with lawmakers as the probe reveals new details about unease surrounding actions by both President Trump and personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani toward Ukraine. A State Department official testified yesterday he was told to lay low as three amigos tied to the White House took the foreign policy lead toward Ukraine. Lawmakers who've been in the private session say the testimony so far is largely backing up the complaint of the whistleblower who sparked the probe, which President Trump calls illegitimate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's not backing down.
This is not a game for us.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
12 bodies have been found in the wreckage of a crowded migrant vessel that went down in bad weather on October 7th. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
60 meters below the surface of the Mediterranean, Italy's Coast Guard has discovered an underwater coffin. 12 bodies have been found at the wreckage site of a capsized boat after a crowded migrant vessel went down in bad weather off the coast of Lampedusa on October 7th. The bodies of 13 women were found at the time. But many are still not accounted for, including a number of children. The UN Refugee Agency said more than 1,000 people have died in the Mediterranean so far this year, most trying to cross from Libya to Europe.
That is Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.